This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Yeah, I mean, I'm devastated about, you know, not being able to finish what we started. But, you know, I'm not all that concerned about the work or the rehab and, you know, the time off. You know, I know how to work hard. It's just a matter of, you know, coming to grips with that. This is it for me.
Did they tell you how significant the tear was? Like, was it a full tear? And give you a
I mean, it's pretty good. Yeah, enough to where I feel like I can't throw a ball. So,
do you know right away when you came off the mound that it was probably that bad? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I've been dealing with it for a while, and everyone's got some kind of tears and some damage in the UCL. You know, I was told back in the middle months of the summer that, you know, that there was some damage there and that it was kind of a matter of time. And, you know, this seemed like something that I could manage physically. I felt like I was capable of throwing still. I didn't feel like anything, you know, as extreme as, you know, a UCL injury. But over the last few weeks, it was getting, you know, a little more intense. And then obviously in that last game, it was a pretty drastic jump from like the third to the fourth inning. I felt decent in the first couple innings and below stuff was still there. I think I remember after the third coming in and feeling like significantly tighter and put some heat on it, tried to go back out. And then, you know, that entire fourth inning was a struggle. I was just trying to get it over the plate and get out of the inning and, you know, reevaluate from there. But yeah, I think I was pretty clear. I didn't, you know, necessarily know it was a UCL injury, but it was something that I hadn't felt before, and to the point where obviously I don't think that's the first time in my career I've had to walk off the mound. So, yeah, it was pretty intense for me.
Tommy John surgery for Joe Musgrove as we kick off hour number two with some news that certainly shakes up the Padres heading into their Dodger-Padre matchup in the NLDS, which starts tomorrow. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. is at Dodger Stadium. And Mr. Scraby's alongside Tony, celebrating his birthday today. We won't mention that too many more times over the next couple of hours. Did you see the? We're going to get to the Padres and everything. I know we're going to. Mike Schilt is hopefully going to be joining us. We're expecting him in the 4 o'clock hour. So sit tight for that. We have a lot of other things going on. What'd you think of the Mets thing last night, though, Tony? Did you watch Alonso? I mean, that was something. I got to say.
That was awesome. That was awesome. It was just a great baseball game. Great piece of hitting. And I know, listen, John Boy is great. He's got this, already got these clips out, basically trying to make it. Well, he's saying that Williams was tipping.
Really?
I would like you guys to go and check it out for yourself. And I just explained it to you from a hitter's standpoint how I see it. The tip is supposedly partly the lowness of his glove versus changeup and fastball. Higher on changeup, lower, or higher on fastball, lower on changeup.
And where he holds it before he starts his windup, where he comes set. Okay.
But it is so minuscule. Now from Twitter, from Instagram, from YouTube, from Twitter, when you look at it, it's zoomed in, so it seems like it's a lot more space that you can tell, but in real time, from the distance the hitter is, 60 feet, 6 inches, it would be hard to be able to distinguish that little bit of space between fastball changeup. Now, there's a couple other things on there. I think he may be flaring a little bit when he goes into the changeup, but they don't show what he's doing on the fastball. So he could be doing the same thing. Either way, I thought it was just a phenomenal game. And I would say it was a phenomenal piece of hitting by Pete Alonso. I mean,
how can they try to take it away from you when you go the other way?
That's what I'm saying. Yo, like not only going the other way, but he went the other way on a 3-1 changeup away. Like,
I know.
3-1, everybody and their mom is looking to go left in the right-handed hitter, looking to go left center, dead center, trying to get it loose on a baseball. This dude backed up the changeup and hit it on a line to right field. You know how, I mean, the changeup could have been a little bit lower. It was a little bit elevated. But my gosh, if a pitcher makes a 3-1 pitch on that spot, I would say a high percentage, 80% of the time, you're getting what you want there. But that was just, it was phenomenal. It was phenomenal by all of them. I mean, Lindor's at bat to lead that bad boy off. He punches Vientos on a high fastball. Clearly, he didn't get the tipping conversation.
he missed out.
I think it was Nimmo who ends up lacing a ball in the right field.
Yeah.
On a changeup. It was a good piece of hitting on his part. And then Pete Alonso, man, like 3-1, got to. And I think the other thing is that, you know, the book is, you know what Williams wants to do is change up his best pitch. So I'm not gonna say that it didn't come down to tipping, but I don't know. I think that would have been a tough sight, and you know he's got some other things in there that kind of fill in the blanks that makes you think it could be tipping. But I'm gonna say it wasn't.
I gotta give Pete Alonso a lot of credit, and
I'm just saying that's just straight up good hitting.
You know, the Mets are gonna play the Phillies, and I don't have time to break down that series because we got our own to worry about. But I'm telling you what, the Phillies better play well because the Mets have a little magic, just like the Padres do.
I will say I do think it's kind of cool though that in the actual NLDS you get a bunch of division rivals matching up against one another. The only one that isn't is the Yankees Royals. I mean, even Cleveland Detroit, division rivals. Obviously LA San Diego. You got Philly New York. I think that is just great theater.
Should
these
be good.
These teams know each other so well.
And all four games tomorrow, right? You got all four of them. The Padres and Dodgers are last on the list. Starting at 5:38 with Tony and Jesse's call on 97.3 The Fan. Baseball coverage on 97.3 The Fan presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. And you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. So use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. What's the feeling of the Padres, if we can take away Musgrove for a minute, Tony? Just how'd you categorize things heading up to L.A.?
I didn't ride with them. I rode by myself. My wife and I drove up. But just seeing these guys, kind of filtering out as they got ready for their BP. They look loose, man. This is a confident bunch, man. We talked. Jerickson spoke before the game. He highlighted the fact that, you know, the difference. Because he's been here. He's one of the few guys that's been here for all three of these matchups, 20, 22, and this year. And, you know, all different circumstances, right? 20, they didn't have enough pitching. They couldn't get there. 22, they actually beat them. And 24, and he said the same thing. He pretty much said the same thing. We're more experienced. We've been through this before, and, you know, we're a more confident bunch than we've ever been. And so, you know, Jerickson, I think, is one of the voices that speaks for the entire locker room. Having been in there for the last couple clinching, whether it was clinching the wild card spot or winning that first series, that wild card series, a lot of the things that he says are repeated throughout that locker room. So I when he says that this team is more expensive, he also talked a little bit about the intensity, because the Dodgers have noticed certainly that those games have been more intense. And I just think when you get two good teams together like this, that's exactly what you should expect. So this Padre group is loose. I think they're confident. I think unlike in the past, you know, prior to 22, there was a kind of a, oh, that's the Dodgers over there kind of feel. Not anymore, man. These two are equal heavyweights looking to take each other out.
Well, yeah, it's. I mean, this is it. This is what we all can't wait for every, you know. We don't get this all the time. You know, you'd like to think that every year it comes down to something fun like this. It doesn't. We don't get guaranteed this kind of matchup. So to have it and be on the eve of it all beginning, it's awesome. Tony Gwynn Jr. is there at Dodger Stadium. Scraby's over here.
Yes.
And tomorrow, we should mention that Ben and Woods are going to be at Ailsmith for a viewing party.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to go drop by.
Oh, yeah?
And make an appearance.
Okay.
But, you know, if I do that, it'll take all of the attention away from Ben
and
Woods.
That's true.
Because everybody will flock to me.
That's true. You don't want everybody flocking to you, Chris.
Right. That's kind of disrespectful.
Yeah. So, isn't it disrespectful? So I'm going to say,
well, every time you walk into Petco, you go, look at me!
That's what
look
I
at me, everybody!
In fact, I normally walk into Petco, and the first place I go is to the public address announcer's booth and just grab the microphone and just yell it to everybody.
Here.
That's what I do.
No, but they're actually going to be doing a broadcast live and a viewing party. The broadcast is from 2:30 to 4:30, and they're going to get you ready for the San Diego-LA playoff game. Ailsmith 394 Pale Ale is the official rally pint of the playoffs. Watch all of the San Diego postseason action at the Ailsmith Tasting Room in Miramar with game day specials on 394 and more. Root for the hometown team with other fans while watching the game with sound. I'm going to come back to that in a second. That's Saturday from 2:30 to 4:30 at Ailsmith in Miramar. You get to meet all the guys too. But with sound, I think, is very important, Chris, because you cannot watch important games without the sound of the game. Like, during a regular season, you can have a Major League Baseball game on.
So you're talking about going to a viewing party. You want to hear what's going on.
I want to hear the bat. I want to hear the crowd. I want to hear all of that. So they're going to be able to play that for you as well.
Tony, what's the atmosphere like at Dodger Stadium for a playoff game? For those who haven't really been to Dodger Stadium for a playoff game, we know what it is here in San Diego. It's off the chain. L.A. has been known for their laid-back ways. But I know they can get loud. Give me just a scouting report on, you know, on that and what the Padres are looking at.
Well, I mean, it's very similar. I mean, I think once you get to the postseason, I mean, unless it's a place that hasn't had any postseason like games, I just think the level of, you know, we talked a lot about the level of focus for the players and the umpires. I think there's a certain amount of level of focus for fans, man. At least that's what I noticed in the series, the previous series at home. I noticed it all of postseason in 22. Like, people aren't there for the social event no more. You know, maybe this brings out the actual baseball fans and people who want to see a good competition, right? Because, you know, L.A. is very much now in 22 when we came here. Padres lost game one. It was extremely loud. Game two, it was quiet. Why was it quiet? Because the Padres, they were putting it on them. And then, you know, so it was a different vibe. And I imagine and I can tell you from the NLCS in 22, that first game, it was loud to begin with. And Schorber hits the home run, Harper hits the home run. It wasn't as loud. It was still a buzz, which is what makes the playoffs different. There's a buzz throughout the building. But, you know, it's all dependent on what's happening in the game. But certainly L.A. is not a whole lot different. There's more. They can hold more. So, I mean, that certainly helps in terms of how loud it can get in here. But I'll tell you what, the last 2 days, the last two games in San Diego, that was a different experience than I've ever experienced in Petco.
This is something that may not mean a lot to the fans.
Maybe outside of the clinching game against the Dodgers in 22. That was on a whole nother stratosphere. But
All right. Here's something that I know you like to talk about, Tony, because you have a really good feel for this. And some fans, like, this is all they care about. But 98% of the fans are just going to watch the game.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm looking at you because I'm talking to who's around, and you happen to be here.
Okay.
Look at Scraby over here feeling like he was
Hang
talking
on a
about
second.
Chris.
All right, so here's the thing.
He turned his back
he
to
turned
me.
His back.
God. Baseball has announced the umpires for the series. Tony, have you seen this yet?
Yes, I have.
You have. So, Mark,
I'll just say this. I'm very happy we
You
don't
like
have
what they got?
We don't have the Mets and Phillies crew.
You don't like their crew. All right, well, let's give you the Dodger Padre crew. Mark Ripperger is going to be behind the plate for Game One.
Is that the Ripper? Has to be the Ripper.
That's
Tom Payne.
It's Tom Payne.
He's not in there this time. Ripperger will be behind the plate. Yeah, it's a tough name. John Lipko will be at first. Corey Blaser at second. And Dan Bellino is the crew chief. He'll be at third. And then Tripp Gibson and Adrian Johnson round out the crew. Your scouting report, Tony, just for the fans who like to rip on the umps.
Well, Mark is a San Diegan, first and foremost.
Okay, there we go.
He's a San Diegan.
That's good.
I think he's a good umpire. I don't know. He'll miss some calls just like anybody else from time to time, but I think he's a quality umpire. Who was the second one on that list?
First base, John Lipka.
Lipka.
Would you stop trying to mess everything up?
You know what I'll say is I don't have anything to say, which probably means good guy. Good umpire. He does his job because I don't have anything bad to say.
Corey Blaser at second.
Okay. Corey and I came up a little bit at the same time. Great dude. I don't like his zone sometimes. I'm going to be honest.
He's got game three, so that'll be the game here in San Diego.
That's game at home.
Right?
I don't like his zone from time to time. He's a well-tempered umpire. He'll let you say your piece, but he certainly won't. If you go too far, he's not afraid to heave-ho you. Now, it's the playoffs, so you don't see that happen very much, and I don't expect it to see it. But, he's a good dude. My personal opinion, I don't like his zone. What do we got next?
Finally, Dan Bellino will be a third. He's the crew chief. He'll probably do game four if it's necessary.
Bellino is he's on my bad list. You know, I don't know if you guys remember. Remember he was staring at Bumgarner, like, in his face, like, trying to provoke him back in the
day. Was he the guy who did that?
Dan Bellino.
Okay.
That's Dan Bellino. I haven't quite forgiven him for it since, but ultimately, he's a really good umpire. He's one of those guys that I think takes it very serious and getting it right. He doesn't always get it right, but I think he's a very good umpire. I just have my issues with him.
And finally, Tripp Gibson will be in left field, which puts him in game five if it's necessary.
Love Tripp. He's also in that kind of younger group of umpires. He's been in the league now, I want to say, 5-6 years. He's done a terrific job. I think he's a good umpire. Tight zone for the most part, usually. But he's a good umpire.
All right. Adrian Johnson is the last guy, but he probably won't work. I don't think he'll work home plate because he'll be in right field.
Adrian is a very honorary individual. He runs hot often, and typically his crews, at least this year, seemingly were in the mix.
In the mixes.
I think him and Mike Schilt got into it a couple times this year.
Yeah, I can't remember if it was Adrian or not, but... Oh, you know what? I think one of them definitely was Adrian, actually, this year. Yes. No, I think earlier this year, definitely one of Adrian. Adrian was one of them. He's in the mix a lot.
I know how I can get Mike Schilt to get mad at me, and when he comes on the show, I can ask him what he thinks of these umpires.
And then he's going to get fined.
Hey, Mike, I got the umpire list for you. By the way, Scraby, our guy, John Tumpain, The Reaper.
Reaper,
yes. He will be in the video review office in New York.
What?
John Sempain.
Slashing people from the review.
See the slash when he makes the call.
I like John Sempain. You know that.
I do too.
He'll be in the video review. All right. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, much more on this Dodger Padres series. We're trying to cover it from every single angle for you. Tony's in L.A., and Gwen and Chris with Scraby alongside on 97.3 The Fan after traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Yes, indeed. 3:25 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matthew Scraby, together but apart. I'm here at Dodger Stadium watching the Padres take some BP. Scraby and Chris back at the Odyssey Empire, and you know, we've pretty much hit baseball for the first hour and a half of this show. We'll change gears here because we only got a little short segment after a little long one the last segment. Falcons get the victory last night, and
Kirk Cousins, man. Oh, God, he's doing his claw thing with the Falcons again.
I heard it in their stadium.
Please knock it off with the con, man. That is brutal.
It's brutal.
It sounds like
just
a toucan.
Brutal. Yeah. A toucan, he says.
Yeah, man, Kirk Cousins, over 500 yards. Now, he did it in the overtime period as well.
But he did it.
He threw the ball over 50 times last night. Yeah. That's not going to win you a whole lot of games in the NFL, throwing it 50 times most of the time. But it was needed in this ball game. And Kirk Cousins, man, we oftentimes give Kirk Cousins a hard time, but it's not for his regular season play most of the time. Regular season, he's fine. He's more than fine most of the time. It's just the postseason that it gets a little complicated for him.
Yeah, and he's also had trouble on Monday nights.
Yes.
And which lead people to say, well, he doesn't play when the spotlight is the brightest. But, this was a night game where they're the only game in town, and he performed great. you know, it was an exciting game. Obviously, you know, they get down at the end. I think the Buccaneers did a very bad job of running out the clock at the end. They gave the Falcons the ball back and just enough time to get down there for that field goal to tie it up. But, yeah, Cousins had a great game. And 509. I mean, that doesn't happen very often. Every time I see something like this, I always, you know, my guy, Norm Van Brocklin, 554. The record still stands from 1951. But Kirk Cousins' performance last night, guys, was the 15th best in NFL history.
Wow.
Not very many games where guys throw for that kind of yardage. So, yeah, it was quite a game. Frustrate me as a Falcon fan, and I did talk to our guy, our boss, Adam Klug, Mr. Falcon.
Is he frustrated?
No, he's just like saying the same thing I'm saying, is like, where has this been, and where, you know, when am I going to see it again with Kirk Cousins? Because you don't expect him to be consistently this good, but he was great last night. So,
well, I will say this. He did lead a last-minute drive against the Saints, right?
Yeah, true.
If it weren't for, I think, a kind of a bad PI call, they would have beat the Chiefs, too. So, I mean, maybe he would. We're looking at this a little bit of the wrong way, but at least the Atlanta Falcons are, because we don't really care one way or another how Kirk Cousins or the Falcons do. But it was kind of cool to watch him, you know. And to be fair, he almost tried to give it away. He threw a pick right after they got the fumble.
Yes, he did. Kirk Cousins'd.
And that's where I thought that the Bucs could have run out the game, but they did not.
They gave another chance.
Baker Mayfield had a good game. I think Buccaneers are good. That division, which has been kind of the doormat for a while.
They got some
good teams
this year.
I think it's getting better now. Tampa Bay, Atlanta, I think the Saints are pretty formidable. So that division's looking a lot better so far this year. I saw one more thing on the NFL, and then I'm going to leave these guys out of it, and I hope I don't have to talk to them again about them the rest of the season. But I saw power rankings the other day for the NFL. Guess where the Dolphins ranked in this power ranking? I think it was Fox Sports.
35 out of 32?
That's funny.
29.
Yeah, 31 is right.
Oh, dang.
The only team they were ahead of is the team they're playing Sunday, the Patriots. If the Dolphins lose to the Patriots, which I think is very possible, they will could be the worst team in the entire league. Did that happen? You know, with Tua, I mean, I don't understand it. I know Tua; they're much better with Tua, but I can't believe that he's that big of a difference.
We've kind of before, right? Like Tua goes out, the Dolphins aren't good. Tua in. The Dolphins are a lot better.
Yeah.
Now, better in terms of postseason better, I don't think that applies. But in terms of regular season, they are certainly a better team with Tua involved. I had something I wanted to ask you. Oh, why do you think they're playing so bad? Is it just simply Tua? You watch these games more than I do.
And here's the thing, and I've said it all along, Tony. The general manager of the Dolphins, I think it's Chris Greer, and the ownership of the Dolphins love the shiny objects. And they keep spending all their money on Odell Beckham and on all these, you know, skilled players. They have no potatoes with the meat, or maybe it's the other way around. But their offensive line is awful. That's why Tua was running for his life in that Buffalo game in the first place. And on defense, they got rid of a ton of really good players in the offseason, and nobody seemed to mention it. But they lost a lot of guys. I don't think there's much grit on that team. So that's the problem. And we've talked about it before. When things are flying their way, they're unstoppable. But when things get tough, they shrink. And that's why Miami they're in big trouble. And if they don't beat the Patriots, I will be happy to call them the worst team in football. Scrape, you don't even have to make fun of me.
Okay.
I'll
leave it to you.
I will agree with you. All right, week 5 of the NFL got underway. It was a thriller, though, last night.
It was indeed. All right, let's get to break. When we come back, Kirk Kenny joins us. He'll talk a little bit of Aztecs, and he'll give us a little historic perspective on this Dodger-Padre matchup on the other side. More Gwen and Chris.
We find folks at the MLB Network and And there are many fine folks there at the MLB Network. We only talk about the ones we don't like on this show. This show is Gwynn and Chris, Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr. in L.A.
Makes me nervous when you go this route.
Matt Scraby over there getting a little nervous. No, they did a poll today. I thought it was an interesting poll on MLB Network. They asked everybody to call in and vote, or whatever they, however you do vote.
Call in and vote.
Send in your vote by a horse and carriage.
Yes. Go to your ballot box.
But the question was, which of the wild card team winners has the best chance to make a run to the World Series? The choices were Tigers, Royals, Mets, or Padres.
Oh, okay.
Those were the four wild card winners.
Okay. Right.
The Padres got over 50% of the vote.
I would hope so.
So a lot of people are, you know, are bullish on the Padres' chances to make a run. They got 53% of the vote. The Mets got 19%. If anyone's following all of this, Detroit got 16% and Kansas City 10%. I don't think anybody thinks Kansas City can beat the Yankees, except I do. I don't know that they will, but I think they can. I'm still not 100% sold on the entire Yankee club. I know Judge and Soto are phenomenal, but I think that that team is, you know, beatable. The Tigers in Cleveland, I think, is almost a toss-up. And Mets, Phillies, the Phillies have to be favored, for sure. But the Mets have a magic touch. They keep winning in the ninth inning all the time.
The Ghost Fork is going to be pitching game one. Kodai Senga.
Kodai Senga was named the game one starter for the Mets, yeah.
How about they sloughed on that all year? Like they, I was always a little, it had my antennas raised, like a calf injury. Just like
Tony.
You're gonna miss the whole year of calf. I think maybe at that time they assumed they weren't going to be in the playoffs, maybe. But this makes sense. I mean, a calf is never, because this happened, I think that injury happened like at the beginning of the second half.
It did. He came back from injury, and he made one start, and he was fielding a ground ball, and he pulled his calf, and he was on my fantasy.
They're like, he's done for the year. Calf injury.
He did.
Done.
It was definitely like that. Now he's back.
He's going to pitch game one. I will say this about the Mets. I was happy. I was in New York, as you guys know, and on Monday when they beat the Braves, I was really happy to see Steve Cohen, the owner, down on the field, getting a couple of hugs in there and congratulating his guys. Because everybody thought Steve Cohen was crazy, right? Because he didn't give up.
He did.
And I thought, why should he give up? Good for him that he fought it all away. And he said, I'm not trading Alonso. I'm not trading this. I'm not trading that. I believe in this team. He put a little more money in, whatever he had to do. Obviously, he has the money to do it. But, you know, a lot of owners these days, Tony, we've talked about it, they don't compete to win all the way through. And, you know, I was happy to see that, you know, he was rewarded for that.
He was. I mean, he got rid of some pitchers last year. He got rid of, Scherzer at the end. He got rid of Verlander. And, you know, everybody felt like, okay, well, they're punting. And, you know, the comments coming out of that deal last year was that they weren't even looking at 2024. They were scheduling 2025. As their chance to kind of get back to it. And so for the team to stay in range throughout the first half and then be rewarded, as you said, Cohen goes out. They're allowed to spend a little bit more money to kind of shore up some things.
Yeah.
Here they are in the NLDS against a rival. I think they went 6-7 against the Phillies this year. So this is a very contested series coming up between those two.
There's two teams that are alive right now. We got Kirk Kenny on the line there. So, Kirk, hang on 1 second. Sorry. But there's two teams that have come from nowhere to get to where they are now, and that's the Mets and the Tigers. The Tigers were more than 10 games out of a wild card spot just a month and a half ago. And now here they are, you know, making a run. So, you know, for all these teams that give up the ship, stop it.
Yeah.
You know, keep playing. All right, Kirk Kenny going to join us after we check some traffic. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's authentic Mediterranean cuisine, Coronado La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit Spiro's Cuisine. Is there anything more we can do to keep Kirk Kenny waiting longer?
I guess we should bring him on now.
Let's bring him on. Kirk, I'm so sorry about that. How are you, my friend? You're so kind to join us as always. How are things?
It's no problem. No problem waiting. I just mowed my lawn while I was waiting. That way it's easier to tell people to get off it.
And I know it's a law. It's a large lawn that you have people that you chase off of there.
Palatial.
Kirk, I was joking with Scraby earlier. The Aztecs, and we're going to talk about the Padres too, but you know, you cover the Aztecs. The Aztecs, if they never had any luck at all, it would always be bad luck, right? It's their conference opener tomorrow, trying to get everybody excited for this new team with Sean Lewis, and they're playing in Hawaii and everybody and the whole thing. And the game starts at the same time the Padre game starts.
Right.
It's really, you know, that's just unlucky.
No, actually, the Aztecs start a half an hour earlier, so maybe people would be so enthralled in the game that they...
They won't turn away? Yeah.
Yeah, they'll forget all about the Padre-Dodger game.
Yeah, there's a good chance of that happening. Kirk Kenny is with us. We'll talk about, you know, the Aztecs. I the game the other day, they really had it, and they missed a couple of field goals. And, you know, tough loss, but I think Sean Lewis has them going in the right direction. But what I wanted to ask you, Kirk, in 1984, you and I were working together, and here's another reference to newspapers for you, Scraby. Kirk and I were working together at the Daily Aztec. I was the assistant sports editor.
Whoa.
Kirk Kenny was my boss.
Wow.
He was the sports editor. This is circa 1984, Kirk, and that was the first time the Padres went to the World Series, and I just, you know, I think about that today because I feel like the Padres are, you know, hopefully have a chance to make one again this year. And, you know, it's fun to think back on those days and maybe some of what you recall compared then to now, if it's possible.
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is that their owner, Ray Crockett, passed away in January of that year. So there's direct parallels to the Padres losing their owner, Peter Seidler, this time around 40 years later.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm always thinking of as somebody up there watching over them. Other parallels, one thing that's so much different is I believe today or yesterday was their very first game in the playoffs against the Cubs. But, you know, that was one round and it was best of five and they were in the World Series.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you have to go three rounds to get there. And so you've got to be good for a much longer period to make it to the World Series. So much bigger challenge. And then the other thing I've asked people, you know, the first time is always so special. I mean, people were so caught up in that. It just gripped the whole city. But it's funny because now, since it's been 40 years, this is the first time for a lot of people who weren't born back then. And so it's special to them. The energy and the electricity in the ballpark was tremendous this week.
Kirk Kenny joins us here on Gwen and Chris. And Kirk, you know, I was asked this yesterday because it was noticeable in the last series, especially as the Padres got closer to closing down that series against the Braves. You heard the beat LA chants. I can't remember maybe outside of 96 going into that last series that I've ever heard it as loud or really with any type of passion since then. Was there any time in the 90s outside of the 96 that you can remember a beat LA chant?
Not for the most part.
Game.
Not for the most part, because when you average 18,000, it's a lot more difficult to get that big of a chant going.
That's what I thought.
But you're right. I was walking out. My nephew went. He came down from Orange County. He got to that game for the first time ever at Petco, and I was walking out with him. And within 5 seconds of the last out, everybody starts chanting, "Beat LA, beat LA." I wanted to relate one story, if you will indulge me. You know, there was a lot of Dodger influence when the Padres got started in the late 60s, and Buzzy Baveza came down from the Dodgers and became their president. And one thing in my research through the years, I came across is during the 1968 expansion draft, Baveza was asked by the guy who replaced him with the Dodgers, who was actually in the hospital on his sickbed, who he was going to take in the expansion draft. And Buzzy gave him the names, and the guy goes, "Oh, no, don't take that guy." And the guy that he mentioned was a promising shortstop prospect named Bill Russell. And the Padres did not take Russell, and they had to wait, I think, 10 years before they got a decent shortstop named Ozzie Smith.
Don't be listening to guys on their sickbed.
It's not.
That's what I say. Kirk,
unless it's a kid asking you to hit two homers for him.
That's right, Kramer and Seinfeld and Paul O'Neill. Thank you. Paul O'Neill's classic line to Kramer. One home run, maybe, but two? Promising two home runs? Paul O'Neill was incredulous that Kramer could have promised that. You've been around, and I know you've been roaming the stadium. We are amazing when it comes to this time of year, right, Kirk? I mean, the fans are so crazy and excited. That's always kind of been the way, because the 84 playoff against the Cubs was the loudest Qualcomm Stadium or then Jack Murphy ever was. And so we've always kind of had this ability to rise to the occasion, right?
One thing that was neat that year is that was the year Ghostbusters came out, and so the Potteries borrowed from that, and it became Cubbusters. And
yeah.
And that was just rocking through the stadium. I remember that because I was still working at the stadium in the vending department, and on Garvey's home run, I was walking out toward center field to break down a beer stand, and I didn't have an angle on the outfield wall, so all I did was look at the crowd and its reaction when the ball left the ballpark, and it was just, you know, so memorable and just an electricity goes through the air that is pretty much unmatched if you're watching from home.
Kirk Kenny is with us. He covers the Aztecs for the Union Tribune, but he's been doing this for a long time, and he's been doing stuff for the paper this week on the Padres and their situation. And Kirk, what is just finally? Let's look ahead for 3 weeks, and we win the World Series. I mean, you're a native San Diegan. I'm not, but I've been here almost as long. I mean, what is it going to mean to so many people from this generation to honestly see it finally happen? And I'm getting ahead of myself. I understand that. But is there any way to put it into perspective what would really, you know, this city, I almost, you know, just don't know what to think will happen.
Well, I think the championship everybody always brings up is one from 1964 by a football team that used to be here.
Yeah, right.
And again, the Padres have been to the World Series twice, so that's been done. So I think if they do win it, then that's got to be the top sports moment, I would guess, ever in San Diego. And now with so many more fans and, you know, the crowds they get and how much people have been caught up in all this, I don't see any sports moment really beating this.
Yeah, I'd imagine with, you know, not a ton of history in championships, there's no way that if a Padre team, this Padre team is able to capture it, that it can be anything but at the very, very, very top of the list. And it probably won't be close.
One thing that's interesting, I was looking on the secondary ticket market, and yesterday I think tickets just for Gallagher Square were going for about $200. And I was talking to a buddy, I'm like, it's only the second round. What are they going to go for if they make the World Series?
Right.
And there's been, like, how many people are out at Gallagher Square, would you estimate, Kirk, during these games? It's amazing to me how many people are packing their way in there.
5,000, 6,000. I think it can hold up to 8. And they're having a viewing party this weekend. I'm going to go on Sunday and check that out, and I think that'll be a lot of fun. Everybody's caught up in this.
All right, well, Kirk, well, please do your best to chronicle what happens with the Aztecs Saturday night so that we can all pick up the newspaper, Scraby, on Sunday
sixth time we've talked newspapers today.
You're not going to watch the Aztec game Saturday night. You're going to need to read Kirk's, you know, breakdown of the game.
Column every single week.
Sure you do.
Or
online.
Report every
online.
Yeah, not in the paper.
Kirk, thanks for joining us, man. Have a great weekend.
Kirk. All right, argue among yourselves.
There's our guy, Kirk Kenny, and he's been out running around interviewing people during these games, kind of getting some of the flavor of the Padres' latest playoff run. But, yeah, I thought the Aztecs making a run to the final two was huge. Obviously, the two Padre, you know, World Series appearances, the former football team making a Super Bowl is going to still rank up there, but I don't know what is going to happen in this city. One thing I do remember, I don't know if you recall it at all, Tony. No, of course you didn't recall it. You weren't around. My stupid thing that
was. None
of
us were here in 1912.
1984. Stop it. But when they beat the Cubs, after that day, it was a Sunday day game, people were honking their horns.
Oh, yeah.
The rest of the day and the rest of the night. And it was just awesome. Just all over the city, no matter where you went.
I imagine it'll be something like that
You know, if that happens.
If that happens. I mean, even if it just getting to that moment, because remember, that got the team into a World Series. I know it was only one round, but it still was the round before the World Series. I imagine if the Padres get there, that's how it will start. Just a lot of horn honking and things of that nature. But let them win a title, man. I might be a little scared about what would happen if San Diego wins a title, honestly.
Someone was just saying on the chat they're going to need to grease up every palm tree out there so that no one can climb them.
There's going to be a lot of craziness.
Can we be the first city that doesn't overturn cars and wreck the city?
I hope so.
Let's try to become that.
I'm not 100% sure that we can accomplish it, though.
I'm with you, Tony. There are going to be overturned cars.
For sure.
I'm going to park my car elsewhere.
We're not there yet, so we got a little time. We probably just got to do some work first, but certainly would be fun. It's fun. It's actually, you know what? It's reasonable enough for us to actually think about.
Sure, it is.
At this point, I don't know. Maybe outside of 22, and I think even in 22, I don't know that you could feel this confident
that it could happen.
So it's fun that we're even at this point, honestly.
All right, we're going to take a break. In the 4 o'clock hour, around 4:15, we are hoping and expecting to be joined by Mike Schilt, Padres manager from L.A. So stick around for that. We're not going to do Chris versus the fans today. We're going to do a quick segment to make way for Mike Schilt. So sorry about your trivia gang, but we'll get back on that on Monday. But still a lot more Gwen and Chris ahead till 6 o'clock tonight on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.